When words fall silent, he still hears it all. A whisper of the soul is a link with Allah, connecting to Allah, connecting to Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, indeed Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in many ways. And from amongst those great blessings, Allah Azza wa Jal has granted the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one very unique blessing, and that is of sending durood upon the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. How some may think, how is this so? Just imagine in a function or in a gathering, when there is a guest of honor, etc. So the MC, the master of coordination, he does a ta'rif, yani a praise for the speaker or the guest, whoever it is. So obviously benefit is not for the MC, but it's rather for the guest of honor to create that hype amongst the crowd. For example, Hazrat Allama so-and-so, or professor of so-and-so university, etc. Or a principal that served for 40, 50 years, you know, in university. Or for example, he helped in this school or that school. In the similar way, this is uniqueness of deen. That by praising the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the benefit is not for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because ultimately Allah has already exalted the praise of Rasulullah. But Allah still loved us that He made us from amongst those that praise Him or be part of the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because from amongst the best names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, for example, Muhammad Ahmad Mahmud, subhanallah. Ahmad, the most praised. Muhammad, the praised one, subhanallah azza wa jal. So, when it comes to durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must understand that yes, we are reciting it out of love, and in fact, durood is one of those things to instill love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart. May Allah not make us amongst those whose tongues are dry in, or whose hearts are dry upon the remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that is a way to increase our love for him. That is the way to increase our ibadat. Because durood has many other blessings besides the blessings of sending salat, subhanallah azza wa jalla. So you praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the benefit is for the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as seen in many best hadith mubarakah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the one that sent durood pak 50 times daily upon me, I will shake hands with him. Allahu Akbar. Just think about it. I will shake hands with him on the Day of Judgment. Now the question, if our hands are touched by the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you just think about it. Would the fire of Jahannam dare to even get close to us? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So make time in the day, subhanallah. You want your problems to be removed? Send salat. You want barakah in rizq? Send salat. You want happiness in your life? Send salat. You want to go to Madinah Munawwara? The ulama ikram, the mashayikh, mentions send durood explicitly in great amounts to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you can be there in front of Jali Mubarak, in front of Rosa Mubarak, the green dome of Madinah Munawwara, and sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So make it our habit, inshallah, azza wa jal. And make it not just a habit for ourselves, but also for your family, your friends. As from the summary of Hadith Mubarakah of the Blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that none of you truly believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself, subhanallah azza wa jal. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, those that are listening, those that are watching, encourage others, encourage your friends. You know, and sometimes instead of getting involved in unnecessary talks that sometimes lead us to backbiting, which is haram and could lead us to the hellfire, why don't we say, guys, let's send salat. Recite salat. Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala. Now look at this, how beautiful the hamd, the praise, the environment. You know, how much of blessings, even a gathering in which Allah and His Rasul is mentioned, subhanallah, angels of Rahmah descend. So imagine just by durood, we're even saved from guna. So let's try, inshallah. Let's try. There's always a second chance. Always a second chance. And we have the ability, human beings. If we want to make a difference, we have, Allah blessed us with that mind, so powerful, Allahu Akbar, that even AI, the technology of today, can never touch, can never beat, can never meet the level of the brain, the, one of the other greatest bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jihad, dear viewers, once again, subhanallah rabbil alameen, another beautiful silsila connecting with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our theme of discussion for today, suhoor and iftar. Yes, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. There are two happy occasions for the fasting person. One, at the time of iftar, and the second, when he will see Allah Almighty. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Imagine, two happy occasions. One at the time of iftar, Allahu Akbar. And at the time of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the dua of a fasting person is not rejected at the time of iftar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's something really to contemplate and think about. As now is the month of Ramadan, and at the time of iftar, we as human beings, we are weak at the end of the day. At that moment between Asr and Maghrib, the mind now knows that I'm going to get food. I'm going to get sustained. What comes to our mind? How scrumptious would that samosa and crunchy would that chicken samosa be? That chicken samosa with a sauce, where as in South Africa, you know, we call it savory sauce. You know, how nice would that samosa go with that savory sauce, eating that sweet, juicy ajwa dates with a glass of sharbat milkshake. Jihad, your views. This is what happens at the time of iftar. We are thinking about how cool will that milkshake be going down our throat. What will the atmosphere be at the just before iftar? Mama, khushbu bahut achhi hai aaj. Aaj khane ke liye kya pakaunga? Allahu Akbar. That's what goes out naturally. These are natural things for human beings. But we have heard from the narration that the dua of a fasting person is not rejected at the time of iftar. So this is something for us to think. Instead of thinking about samosas that you're only going to enjoy for maybe approximately how many you eat at least, or maybe for about 30, 40 seconds, or a sharbat that's just going to go down, the taste is going to disappear after 2 seconds, then you're going to have water, etc. So sit at that time. Don't worry. Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, bless our women folk, mashallah, who are even preparing in that heat for the state of fasting. Imagine their maqam. Allahu Akbar. Sit at that time. You know, we say our problems to everybody else. And there is a norm today. But when did we ever think about, let me talk to Allah. Let me ask Allah. I'm asking everybody else. Yes, some will help, some wouldn't help, depending on someone's situation also. Maybe sometime after listening to you, he wants to ask you for help, but because of your problem, if I tell this guy my problem, you know, he's going to go in a state of anxiety. Allahu Akbar. That's the norm, that, you know, things that happens. But we are insan, we are weak. The dua of a fasting person at the time of iftar is very important for us as Muslims, because we are the ones that need the forgiveness of Allah, number one. Number two is we want the risk, and Allah Azza wa Jal is the best of givers. Ultimately, everything comes from Allah. Allah knows what is good for you. And there's no doubt about that. There's no two ways about that. Allah will grant us what is good for us at its time. But ask Allah. At that time, encourage the children. Instead of sitting, you know, it's a thing among small children. It's so exciting. You know, they will come by the table. They'll start putting the samosa. Siblings start fighting. No, I want two. No, I want three. No, you have one date. It happens in the family. It's natural. It's exciting too also, alhamdulillah. But tell them, look, it's there, mashallah. We're going to have it, my dear ones, my small ones. But now let us make dua to Allah. Ji Abba, ha, ji. Let's make dua. You want You want that nice abaya for Eid? Let's make dua now to Allah. Allah will grant you that. Now you're not just encouraging them to make dua, but you are giving them tarbiyah. And house tarbiyah is the best form of training. It begins in the house, subhanallah. Encourage them. Fathers, you make dua loudly and tell your children, say ameen to Abba's duas, subhanallah. And ask to Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah for good health. Ask Allah for maut with iman whilst he's setting kalima in upon our tongues. Ask Allah, Ya Allah, make me qabil upon passing away and leaving this dunya whilst in the state of fasting. Allahu Akbar. That's a death to die for. Whilst in the state of fasting on the day of Jumu'ah, subhanallah, or even on the night of power, the night of decree, the night of Laylatul Qadr, Allahu Akbar. Ask them, Ya Allah, grant us risk. So different type of du'as, but that's what we need to be doing. I mean, I'm sure and I hope that what I'm saying to you is more appealing than the samosas on the table, inshallah. May Allah make us from amongst those that are forgiven without accountability. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the du'a of three persons are not rejected. The du'a of three persons are not rejected. Who are these three? Number one, dua of a fasting person at the time of iftar. Allahu Akbar. As we have heard from previous hadith in Mubarakah, the dua of a fasting person before iftar. The second person, dua of a just king. And the third, who is this third? Dua of an oppressed one. And who comes to mind at that time of the oppressed ones? Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, our brothers in Sham, in Yemen, in Sudan, in Kashmir. Allah Azza wa Jal grant them ease, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And imagine a fasting person making dua. You know, they do not have that which we have in front of us at the time of iftar. They don't even know what the next meal is, Allahu Akbar. Make dua for them at the time of iftar. And we'll see great benefit both for ourselves. As I mentioned, none of you truly believe until you love for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself. Make dua, speak to Allah. Ya Allah, as I have so much in front of me in this iftari, Ya Allah, grant better for our brothers and sisters. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Continuing now with this hadith in Mubarakah regarding the three people whose du'as are not accepted, Allah Almighty allows it to be raised above the horizon. The gates of heavens are opened for it. And then Allah Almighty states, I swear by my dominance and jalal, I will definitely assist you even if it happens after some time. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What a dua that is, that it passed even the skies up until the day doors of Jannah are opened. And this is heard. This dua is heard of our subhanallah azza wa jal. So when the time of iftar comes, inshallah azza wa jal, do allocate it in making dua. Encourage your children as well, inshallah azza wa jal, to do that. You know, there are many, many narrations and this ahadith in Mubarakahs regarding the blessings of iftar. We see it as something, our minds have come to such a time where we see it as just a time of eating. And you know, we fill our bellies to the extent that even, you know, people cannot stand for Taraweeh Salah, that we have to complain to the hufaz that are preparing, that are standing on that musalla, so much of pressure, so much of tension to telling them to read fast. And that's become urf in the, you know, in almost every part of the globe now. Why? Because of us. And the cause of that, to tell in hafiz to read fast, 11 months in a year, 1 month he waits for Ramadan. Give him an opportunity. Give him his month. It's our month also. But for us to stand and follow a great sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the night, because it's our month. We all are in need of the mercy of Allah. In fact, why he mentions, if a person is not forgiven in Ramadan, then when will he be forgiven? Imagine giving a person iftar in Ramadan, subhanallah, he will be forgiven, subhanallah, azza wa jal. You know, we have nice food street. We have, you know, the works, as you may say so, the samosas and the pakoras, you know, and also bear in mind, these has lots of health hazards. you know, for your cholesterol, for your blood level, your sugars. So we want to stay healthy in Ramadan in order to obviously be able to fast. And sometimes because of this, because of, we won't say negligence, but because of the human nature, we fall prey for these kind of foods, for our taste, but it has lots of health hazards. May Allah Azza wa Jal also grant us the strength to eat healthy, especially in the month of Ramadan. How nice to eat watermelon, which has lots of nutrients, you know, in order to stay hydrated, especially now in the time of heat. Like here in South Africa, it's extremely hot at time of iftar. Subhanallah, having the beautiful watermelon, Allahu Akbar, which had lots of also health benefits to it. Having grapes, having bananas, which have lots of vitamins, especially to boost your immunity and give you energy. Subhanallah. But the point is giving iftar to someone else. Allahu Akbar. And that's why one of the ideology behind Ramadan, one of the wisdoms that the ulama have mentioned is that to feel empathy, you know, to experience what others who don't have food, who don't have provisions feel. You fast the whole entire day and then you eat at iftar. Maybe you have the widespread, mashallah, nothing wrong, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed you and there's so much of reward for that. You providing for your family as well, your sins will be forgiven. But what about that poor family? What if you have a neighbor that is poor? They only have dates and water to eat. Or they are eating just plain dry bread. Or maybe they only have, some leftover food or something from previous days. So inshallah, try. We still have time to make up for this. At least your next door neighbor or someone that you know, or a muadzin of a masjid, or a khadim of a masjid, go and sit with them, even if you can do iftar with them, subhanallah, azza wa jal. We see lots of benefits, not just for ourselves, for our families also. And we are the ones that need the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Try also to, you know, a lot of people normally, mashallah, in the month of Ramadan, you know, it's a thing in certain communities. Like I'm from South Africa, and one of the things is, apart from giving dates to families and friends, you give a small bottle of Zamzam, subhanallah, azza wa jal. Imagine giving Zamzam water. Imagine breaking iftar with that blessed Mubarak Zamzam water with kujur, subhanallah, azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, you know, try to give water. You know, water is life. And water plays a very vital role in our life as well, in the society, in the economy, in the world in general. And we are forgiven. And this is not conditioned, you know, just in a certain place, a certain time, according to Hadith Mubarakah, in general, to the extent, even to a flowing water, we will become free of sins. And that's what we need to do. That's what our striving needs to be for becoming free, hating sins. Why am I doing this? This earns me the wrath of Allah. How am I going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of judgment? Allahu Akbar. So, inshallah, we still have time. The Ramadan has just begun. Give water. Even if you know, a glass of water, even in your house. Give our mothers water. Give our spouses water. Allahu Akbar. Give even your children. You pour for them. Normally, why should it be only the elders must do? Why must it always be just the youngsters must do? In Ramadan, it's not about young and old. In Ramadan, it's for a person, for an ummati of Rasulullah. And we all want the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that whoever provides a fasting person with food or water for iftar, the angels pray for his forgiveness in Ramadan. And their leader, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, makes dua maghfirah for him in the night of Qadr. And in a different narration, he shakes hands with that person. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The month of mercy, the month of the ummah. You know, this month is about the ummah. And we see and we can hear from the few hadith mubarakas that have been mentioned. And it connected to us. The ummah is of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgiveness in Ramadan. So we can see, my dear viewers of Madri channel, that just to give iftar to someone that is fasting, the angels and the king of the angels, Jibreel ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, they also make dua for us. Even on the night of Qadr, another narration, Jibreel alayhi salam, the king of the angels, subhanallah, he comes and shakes that person's hand, subhanallah. So congratulations and mubarak, especially to those, there are many that are doing it. But you know, they say charity begins at home. So why not start these little things at home, especially, you know, being the brothers, the menfolk of the house. You also get involved with iftar, you know, pouring the sharbat, subhanallah, getting distributing the kujur to the family, subhanallah, azawajal. Because we all, who doesn't want their hands to be shaken or touched by Jibreel alayhi salam? Who doesn't want to, whose hand does not want to be touched by Jibreel ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, who would find him every excuse to come into the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That very same Jibreel, that even in Miraj, he remembered us before Aka alayhi salatu wa salam went beyond Siddhatul Muntaha. So inshallah, try and get involved, or give someone iftar. Give at home, you serve the iftar, you serve the kujun date to your family, or try and give an entire iftar kit, you call it, as you may, or an iftar bag, you know, to a family that, you know, here's iftar from mine to yours today. Subhanallah. How happy would they get? How much sawab would you get? Inshallah. So try. It also keeps you active. It keeps your mind busy instead of just sitting or sleeping or thinking about what's for iftar, as I mentioned. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have different spreads and a widespread variety of things for iftar. But dear Nazareen of Madani Channel, I want to bring something to your attention, inshallah. What was the food or the drink that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to have for iftar? Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, whenever any one of you opens your fast, open it with a date, for it is full of blessings. But if you do not have it, then open iftar with water, for it is pure. Subhanallah azza wa jal. This is a great sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, to eat dates, to drink water. And at the time of iftar, you know, what a beautiful way of not just getting the nutrients and the hydration and the sweetness and the vitamins, but also you are practicing a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that itself has more barakah and more blessings. Yes, indeed. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, especially at the time of iftar, you know, because as I say, we engrossed, either of us coming from work or preparing the iftar and making sure that everyone else is eating, people at times intend to delay the iftar. And, you know, delaying iftar is not allowed. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala has stated that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Islam will always be dominant for as long as people will hasten in iftar. For the Jews and the Christians prolonged it. Allahu Akbar. So we should be mindful of these things, especially at the time of iftar, not to delay it. Because by delaying it, then we are basically causing, as we may say, issues for our own self, for our own fast. And we might even fall into our fast becoming, you know, as we say, makruh, disliked, because of delaying the fast. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to enjoy this deen, enjoy the Ramadan. And whilst you're in Ramadan, whilst we are in Ramadan, whilst we are doing iftari, whilst we are doing suhoor, we should bear these things in mind, inshallah, to enjoy it. Let us discuss and hear a little riwayat regarding sahri, inshallah. Say the Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, you must have sahri because it is the food of blessings. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Another narration comes is present wherein Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated that Allah Almighty and His angels send durood upon the one who have sahri. Allahu Akbar. Imagine Allah Almighty and His angels, they send durood and blessings upon the one that has suhoor. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Don't we want to be amongst those that are praised by Allah and His angels? You know, nowadays at that time, okay, yeah, waking up, just drinking maybe a glass of water at the last minute, or maybe, you know, not bothered, not even having anything because I couldn't eat. Eat it with the sense that I need the barakah, I need the blessings. We had previously, the food of iftar has so much of blessings. We want the blessings, nah? And if not in the month of Ramadan, getting the blessings of Allah, then when? Ask ourselves. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madri channel, really, we need to contemplate and know and understand our priorities, especially as Muslimin, especially at the time of iftar. We should try and follow this. Allah and His angels, they send praises for you. But because of your nafs, you don't want to eat. Because of your sleep, you don't want to eat. Allahu Akbar. But there's so much of blessings. There's so much of barakas, subhanallah, azawajal, in sitting and eating for suhoor. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that sahri provides strength to keep fast during the day and siesta, meaning taking a little nap, provides strength to worship during the night. Subhan, look how Deen thinks of us. Look how our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought about you and I, thought about his ummah. That is why he would mention these things, and it came from amongst his practices, you know, to eat also, and at the same time, subhanallah azawajal, to take a little rest in a day. I know you get tired, and because without eating, you're losing energy as the day goes along, and with extreme heat here, I know in South Africa, in this time of Ramadan, it's extremely hot. But the easy tips, easy ways, keep in touch with the sunnahs and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I hope that you have enjoyed today's session of this beautiful episode of iftar and suhoor and these beautiful discussions coming in with the blessed ahadithi mubarakah. Stay healthy, keep healthy, and drink enough water at the time of suhoor so when you're fasting in the day, you do not feel fatigue, and inshallah azawajal, do have sahri. Do at the time of iftar, remember to make dua, encourage the family. Till then, stay good, be good. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
When words fall silent, he still hears it all. A whisper of the soul is a link with Allah, connecting to Allah.